This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are some early questions of ethics and propriety after President-elect Trump met last week with three business partners from India. They're involved with Trump Towers Mumbai. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is following this. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
So who are these visitors from India?
They're real estate developers. And a quick note on how Trump's business works. A lot of his deals are essentially branding deals. So these businessmen paid him a lot of money to put the Trump name on a luxury apartment complex that they're building right now south of Mumbai. And they've also told Indian newspapers that they're excited to work more with the president-elect. I talked to Lisa Graves with a government watchdog group, the Center for Media and Democracy. Here's what she says is the big concern.
So when you are president of the United States, there are a lot of people who perhaps want to curry favor with you because you are, in fact, the most powerful person on the planet.
In other words, his businesses around the world stand to benefit from him being president. Trump's spokespeople called this meeting informal. They also declined to say whether the meeting was also about business. And his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, has said there won't be any undue influence over decision making.
But there are not laws that prevent those kinds of conflicts of interest?
Well, presidents are actually exempt from a lot of the traditional ethics rules that apply to other elected officials. So Lisa Graves says presidents usually do recuse themselves from business for reasons of public trust and public pressure, but they don't exactly have to.
The rule of law is fragile. Even in a great democracy like the United States, it depends on people in positions of power being willing to follow those rules and follow them scrupulously.
And right now, there doesn't appear to be a plan for Trump to shut down his businesses or put them in the care of an independent manager. He's putting family members in charge instead. We don't necessarily know all the details. He has holdings in more than a dozen countries where U.S. policy could matter.
All right. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace here with us this morning. Thank you.